This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nikki Haley is picking up a couple of more endorsements, this time from a couple of different senators. Super Tuesday is literally right around the corner. And everyone is wondering, how long is this going to go on with Nikki Haley? And is there enough now to coalesce around Donald Trump? Well, Super Tuesday is going to be quite illuminating, I think. One way or the other, it would be illuminating. As in most cases of normal, quote-unquote, primary seasons. But as we know, folks, we haven't seen normal for quite some time. It seems like every day we journey deeper and deeper into a political twilight zone. And if you would have told somebody this, if you would have, you know, Nostradamus predicted this stuff about what's happening in the American political system over the last few years, people would have laughed at you. They just would have said, no way, you know, even if Nostradamus had predicted it. But it's happening, folks. This is what's happening in front of us. Welcome to the program, the weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Of course, as we head into hour number two of the weekend edition, you know, if you'd like to be part of the program with us this morning, you can head over, two different ways. You can call us, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. Or you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we have so much to talk about, so many different things to tell you about, that it's not even funny. Again, it's just chock full as we continue through. Also, of course, folks, last hour we talked a little bit about the dueling border visits between Trump and Biden, but there's something going on over at the White House press briefing room that I want to let you in on here. Great questions are coming these days. Now, usually Fox's Peter Ducey is the one who kind of really starts sparring with Karine Jean-Pierre, and she gets really irritated. she'll just, you know, act all exacerbated. Oh, my goodness. Why are you even asking me this? And that's just kind of the whole atmosphere that happens. But it's also really, really cool when other reporters start asking questions of Karine Jean-Pierre that totally irritate her. And she doesn't want to talk about them because they make too much sense. These questions make way too much sense. And just real briefly, let's hear the question, and then we'll continue here in a moment. Just listen to what the question is. It's amazing.
Got you. Okay. Is the administration coming around to the idea that physical border barriers work?
Can you say more? Where is this? What do you mean? Where is this coming from?
Well, it's been 6 weeks since you guys won a Supreme Court case that would have allowed you to remove razor wire at the Texas border that you guys argued was an emergency, immediate need to take down, but it's still up. DHS hasn't touched it. Why is it still up?
I mean, you have to speak to the Department of DHS, obviously. I just don't have anything for you on that.
Okay, stop right there. First of all, oh my gosh, why are you asking me this? And then second of all, it just refer you back out. Just please talk to DHS. Please talk to the FBI. Please talk to state. Please talk to the Pentagon. It's always referring somebody out, right? And so, but is the administration coming around that physical barriers work? Not the question they wanted, not even the question they were expecting, and nothing in the binder. All right, we'll continue with this here in just a little bit. But first, our telephone lines lighten up already this morning. We've got Jim in Clearwater giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Kyle. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the cognitive test. Trump took one in 2018 when he was president. It was called the Montreal Cognitive Test because people were complaining about how angry he was.
Oh, yeah.
So John Pierre said Biden takes the test every day, but she didn't say whether he passed it, right? But I think he's been flunking a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, and on camera, too. I mean, that's the thing. It's not even behind the scenes anymore.
Yeah, really. You know, it's like, hey, I take a math test every day, so I'm going to go out and build a bridge here across Tampa Bay or something, you know. you know, I'm now an engineer, you know.
Well, exactly.
But anyway. One other thing, I just want to throw out a Hail Mary for Ron DeSantis for president. Because I think it would be in Trump's interest to do that for him. One thing, DeSantis can do two terms if he was elected. Trump's only good for one more. He's not going to be bogged down with all these legal issues that Trump's going to have. DeSantis has military experience, which is a big deal right now. And I, you know, Trump could be like a special envoy for DeSantis, you know, go out and promote the American system around the world. And, you know, that would be huge. But anyway, and plus he could also pardon Trump, you know, if they if things get too out of hand with these, this, you know, with the legal system.
Oh, right, yeah, all the different, yeah, prosecutions and everything. Yeah, it's, that might be pretty interesting. I just, yeah, I think something would have to dramatically change, maybe involving those kinds of things before the GOP would have somebody else. And I just don't know that that somebody else would ever be Nikki Haley, for example. But Ron DeSantis certainly has the cred to do all that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think he'd be a shoo-in if Trump and DeSantis were to go out and campaign together, you know, like, you know, bury the hatchet, campaign together, maybe get someone like Tim Scott for vice president, you know. And I think it would be a good shot there.
Well, you never know. You never know. But, yeah, I know a lot of people in Florida, though. I know that they want Ron DeSantis right where he is. but you never know what might happen and develop as we head towards November. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But okay. I appreciate the call very much. Jim in Clearwater, take care. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care. All right, folks, we're going to head out to the first break of hour number two. And we've got a lot more to talk about when we come back. I appreciate the call very much. And, yeah, well, Ron DeSantis still has a lot of fans out there. There's no doubt about that. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Pile One.
You know, it still gets me that Hunter Biden evidently didn't notice the big guy. and, of course, if we believe that, folks, we also know that the big guy never interacted with any of Hunter Biden's associates or his brother's business partners. Yeah. We believe that. We sure do. Well, you know, we have to. Because you know why? Because it's been told to us by Joe Biden himself. And he's, you know, give him a break. He's out there, you know, just protecting democracy. All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we still got the telephone lines lighting up here early on this Saturday morning. And let's head on right over to the telephone line again. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Kyle. This is Anthony from Tampa.
Oh, hey, Anthony.
I'd like to interject lyrics from the Stairway to Heaven. And nothing can be more misleading, and it's going to tie in with what I'm going to follow it up with.
Okay.
I heard Robert Plant saying that there's two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. No other song is more misleading than that, and it segues into politicians, religious leaders, and musicians. And we need to take serious what's occurring in our country right now. And all that has to do with what I just, that the lyrics I quoted. We can be misled by people and their supporters feeding us misleading information. I think it's up to us now in this perilous time that we find ourselves in this country and in the world, taking into account to take serious what we take in. Now, we need to do our own research. I can depend on some guy on the radio claiming to be a watchman on the wall, spewing forth all sorts of religious rhetoric. I can depend on a politician to claim that he's you know, doing the best for our interests. But we need to dig in deep and find out what really is in the core of their beliefs. And if it's going to drive us to a perilous state, then we need to be warning off those individuals and supporting those who are have our better interests. In this country, we had the founding fathers who laid down the foundations, and we can't keep get our eyes off of that. Mm-hmm. For the sake of this country, we got to be serious. We can interject humor in everything we report on. Well, there's a time when we need to take things seriously. That young lady who was murdered should open our eyes. You know, mothers and daughters are in perilous conditions now. They can't be out there in our public streets in safety because they have to have their heads on a swivel.
Oh, yeah.
This has to end. And so I appreciate you letting me vent this, but I think we need to take it seriously. So I'm going to leave it at that. So thank you so much, Kyle.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. I appreciate the call very much. Well said. Total agree. But again, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon again another time. And, as a matter of fact, I think right there in the intro of hour number one, we were talking about Lake and Riley and the idea that, you can't walk, if the situation becomes that you can't walk down the street, that you can't go out, that you always are having to, I mean, there are bad people to begin with, but if we have this situation where we know that bad actors are coming across the border or coming into our country in any way, shape, or form, we know that they're there. We actually catch them, and for some other crime, like endangering a child, who the person who is alleged to have killed Lake and Riley has done, and then they get let go back out into the big world. What? How do we explain that to her parents, to her family, to her friends? How do we explain that? Well, unfortunately, we have some, and I appreciate what Anthony's saying very much. Unfortunately, we have people who take this seriously and then people who really don't take it seriously and simply are continuing their own political agenda. I don't have the audio clip at hand, but earlier in the week we had an audio clip regarding Katie Porter, who's a member of the House of Representatives from California. She's trying to run for Senate at this point. She's not going to get anywhere on this, I don't think. It's going to come down, at the very least, maybe to Schiff and Steve Garvey. But we have the primary, of course, on Tuesday. But Katie Porter was asked, and I think it was even on CNN, she was asked about this. And even the anchor on CNN was saying, we can all agree this is a horrible, terrible thing. You know, how did this happen? And this kind of thing. And they had, I think, some empathy for what had gone on and this terrible, terrible crime that was committed and a loss of a life. And Katie Porter did not, she didn't pass go. She didn't collect $200. She just, sat there and stone-faced, just without expressionless, said, well, it is bad, but, we don't want to form our whole policy on one event. And I'm just paraphrasing what she said. But it was like, it was almost that Michael Dukakis moment back in the debates back in 1988 with George H.W., where Bernard Shaw asked Michael Dukakis, what would happen if your wife in this terrible, grisly attack he outlined, what if she was raped and murdered? What would your position now be? And I think it was probably on the death penalty at that point, if I recall correctly. It was a long time ago, obviously. But Michael Dukakis didn't skip a beat and went on with his own political speech that he had. In other words, like a policy thing or just his way of, this is this issue, so I'm going to say this. And a lot of people pointed to that. That even back in that day, no social media, anything like that, back in 88. But Michael Dukakis actually failed miserably on that question, and people knew it. It was palpable. It got talked about. It was on the news. Because he didn't take it seriously the way people across the highways and byways of the land take this kind of stuff seriously. Absolutely. And so, Anthony in Tampa, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the sentiment, and am with you on that, because, you know, we have so many different things happening around us, and you have the far left who maybe, you know, we laugh on the program, and that's part of our thing here, and to point out absurdity. But I think some of these people on the in the far left, they may just laugh behind closed doors and say, you know, we're almost there. You know, we've almost got this in hand. We've almost got everything so destabilized that some of these people will just be begging for a new system. They'll be begging for order. They'll be begging for something, and we'll give it to them. So why do you think that they project all this stuff onto Donald Trump, for example, or the Republicans? This is why we have to protect democracy. I saw an ad earlier, again, for the same a person who's running for Congress, and their two things are abortion and protecting democracy from extremists. Now, her new thing is that she's evidently set up a foundation to protect democracy. So that's it's like a new, it's like an in thing. It's like it's very trendy. It's very trendy to say I'm protecting democracy. So why do you think that all this is projected against people in this country who just might happen to be Republicans? They're the ones that are just out to get democracy. I don't know. You know, as we go through the next segment, I got another audio clip for you. And this involves the Supreme Court taking up the immunity case, or the immunity, well, the what is the definition of immunity, basically, for presidents. And already we've got all these calls. Well, it's going to be a Trump for life now. He'll be a lifetime dictator. And because, you know, he said he wanted to be dictator on day one and so forth. So, you know, it's like we say, you know, you cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. And, of course, meanwhile, what's happening at the border is of the utmost seriousness and is something that most people across the highways and byways now, regardless if they're Republicans or Democrats, you know, registered Republican, registered Democrat, they all know that this thing has gotten out of hand. And that's why it even forced Joe Biden to go to the border. But he only went to the border to, again, create the illusion that he's willing to do something substantial about the border. But that's not the case at all. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're continuing through the weekend edition of the program, 949-822-7959. We are coming right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least 2 lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And we are continuing through the wee hours of the morning and or the afternoon, as the case may be, if you're hearing this program later on the weekend. Kyle Warren with you. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can also give us a call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And once again, we have so many different things to tell you about. Right before we went to the break, I was telling you I wanted to hear a sound clip. This is Joy Reid. Now, just, I know, it's on it, MSNBC, and but, you know, just I just don't want to just quote this by reading it. I want you to hear her say this, because it's incredibly bad, I think. But again, this is now going to be, because we heard Rachel Maddow the other day, and she said, you know, how Trump will now be in office for life, and the, you know, you can commit all these crimes, I guess, I'm just paraphrasing. But her thought was that Trump would not be, even if Trump got voted out, you know, he'd stay there. But Trump won't be voting for Trump in 2028. That's the thing. He can do one more term. Nevertheless, that don't let that get in the way of a great, terrifying thing to tell your viewers. But let's hear what Joy Reid has to say, because there's now a coalescing around the Supreme Court is bad again. For many, I guess it was always bad, but here we go again. It's now time to attack the very nature of the court. It's illegitimate, and it's going to make Trump president for life. Let's listen in to Joy Reid real briefly. Here we go.
Well, we begin tonight with the highest court in our land.
Engraved above the oversized bronze doors on the Supreme Court's main entrance are the words, equal justice under law. For nearly 100 years, those words have welcomed every person who entered. Those words have real meaning, or at least they are supposed to. The Supreme Court's capitulation to Donald Trump yesterday makes those words ring hollow. It's not just that the Supreme Court waited more than 2 weeks after Trump made his appeal for them to make their decision to take up his claim of absolute presidential immunity. And it's not just that they won't hear it until April, giving Trump exactly what he wants, more delays. It's also how they're framing the case. In their one-page order, the justices say they will be debating just one question, quote, whether and if, so to what extent does a former president enjoy presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct alleged to have involved official acts during his tenure in office.
Okay, stop right there, just for a moment. Well, first of all, equal justice under the law, last time I checked, does that mean that you don't get equal justice if there's an election happening, or you don't get equal justice if you're Donald Trump, or if there's a bunch of people who just want to ramrod this thing through, that we don't need to, we don't really need equal justice under the law. What we want is our agenda to play out. What we want is what we want when we want it. That's the thing that I'm getting from Joy Reid here. And so is there a process that plays out or isn't there? Well, they're doing this on purpose. Really? Okay. So again, we start up with this whole thing. It used to, these words are supposed to mean something. They do what they're supposed to, they're giving him exactly what he wants. Like it's an overt act or something. But I stopped it right there because I just want to read again what this Supreme Court order said, and that is, whether and if so, to what extent, we really got to read this here, right? Whether and if so, to what extent does a former president enjoy presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, for conduct alleged to involve official acts during his tenure in office? Unquote. That, my friend, seems pretty straightforward. It seems pretty reasonable. It doesn't say, we're going to give Donald Trump a get-out-of-jail-free card, and he will become president for life. He will never step down, and Donald Trump will be here forever. And he will always be in the Oval Office, and he'll always be president, because the Supreme Court will pave the way for him to do that. That's not what this says, my friends. It just says they're going to determine to what extent is a former president immune from criminal prosecution if there are acts alleged to have occurred that involved official acts, or maybe a better way of putting that, under the guise of official acts, this kind of thing. This doesn't say that all presidents can break the law all the time and have no consequences ever. And, of course, also, there are other remedies. Isn't that called impeachment? There's that's called impeachment. And by the way, didn't the Democrats in the House of Representatives have wasted no time whatsoever? We're just going to impeach him right now. We're not even going to have an impeachment inquiry. It's so egregious. It's so terrible. We're going to do it right now. And that was exactly what they did. And people say, well, wait a minute, there is a process here. No, we cannot wait for this process. Because, why? Because it's Trump. So let's listen to what Joy Reid has to say after this. Let's listen in.
That involve official acts? Meaning, they're taking seriously the idea that overthrowing the government was part of Donald Trump's official act as president. They are actually going to debate that.
Is that what they're saying?
Why? The motive seems clear.
There's a motive.
To slow walk this decision.
Slow walk it.
It may very well be that ultimately the court does not find in favor of Trump.
Ultimately, maybe.
But it would nonetheless give Trump a victory.
That's a victory.
The court could have set an expedited schedule in the case. Remember, the Bush v. Gore case took all of 4 days to run its course. Instead, the court will provide a de facto presidential immunity to Trump by potentially pushing the case until after the election. And it could impact some of Trump's other impending trials as well. Trump is claiming a presidential immunity defense both in his other federal case regarding the classified documents and in the Georgia state election interference case.
Okay, stop right there. You know, what's the liner that we have with Joe Biden, right? What is, I think we have it right here. Let's hear it. We hear it from time to time when we're coming back from a commercial break. Let's hear what it says.
We choose truth over facts.
Well, and this is, you know, maybe applicable here. The law also is about the truth. The equal justice under the law inherently implies that you're going to get to the truth. That if you're not guilty of doing something, or if the government does not prove its case beyond a shadow of a reasonable doubt, this kind of thing, that, and this is the way the justice system has been set up, that you would go free. And it was designed by the founders to more often than not make sure that people who were not guilty were not incarcerated or wrongfully convicted for things. That's just as an aside. But the heart of the matter, of course, is that, Joy Reid, do you want to know the truth about what the Constitution says about presidents, about what the law says about immunity? What the, you know, it's a term that's kind of loaded, right? It's called sovereign immunity, right? I mean, it even extends, I mean, you look at what happens with police officers in the course of their duty, this kind of thing. Otherwise, and police officers get sued all the time. It's a terrible fact of life. But the idea is that you have to be able to do your job without the constant threat of saying, but I'm going to get sued completely if I do this act as president. I don't mean a criminal act. I don't mean subverting the Constitution or overthrowing the country or this kind of stuff. All this is so sensationalistic. This is what they put in front of you because they got nothing else. They got nothing else. If they did, their shows would be full of all the wonderful things about the Democrat Party and Joe Biden, and they would overemphasize, you know, his wiseness and his experience and all those things. But what they got is they say to themselves, Trump is very popular. Trump is very popular, so we're going to have to continue to hit it very hard on the idea that Trump is a total criminal and that these prosecutions have to be done tomorrow so that it will mess up the election as much as possible. But let's get to the truth. Joy Reid, let's get to the truth. Do you want to know what presidential immunity is? What the extent is? That's actually an interesting legal question, but maybe we don't want to really know. We just want to get Trump. That's all we want to do. Stay right there, everybody.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Give a shout out this morning to Ray, pardon me, Roy in Seminole. Sorry, I got to get my glasses on there in a minute. Roy in Seminole, he says, Kyle, thanks for another great week of racing and rocketing my week by. Have a nice weekend. Again, Roy in Seminole, Florida, listening on AM 860, The Answer. Hey, thank you, Roy. I appreciate it so very much. Well, you know, we really do try and we really do have a lot of fun. And by the way, folks, if I haven't said it this broadcast, this is the best job in the world. And I have it because of you. And that's not lost on me. I appreciate it so very, very much. Everybody listening, of course, AM 860, everybody listening on the GCN network as well. And we appreciate GCN so very much. They work so hard for the program. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we really, really are very happy about that. And so once again, Roy, I appreciate it because this makes my day. It really does. Well, folks, we've got another song here. It's by request. Driver Ron in the Denver area Had another request as well. We're happy to honor it this morning. He wanted to hear something from Van Halen with the, again, with the collaboration with Sammy Hagar back in the day. And I got to tell you, Ron, I agree. I think this is a really cool power ballad, and I do think that it really does show just how good they were when they got together with Sammy Hagar. There's a lot of great music that they made, and Van Halen really kind of evolved as a result of that. So here we go, folks. What are their great ballads, but still with a lot of energy and a lot of oomph to it. How could it not? It's Van Halen. Here we go. When It's Love. Thank you, Driver One. His playing style, a lot of people have tried to emulate it, tried to copy it, obviously, but there really was only one Eddie Van Halen. And I do like a lot of the stuff that happened with Sammy Hagar when he came into the band, and I do think that they seemed like they were having a lot of fun, they were happy, you know. So, I mean, I'm sure they were before, but it just seemed like their music kind of went in a little bit different direction. And it expanded a lot as well. But nobody could rock like Van Halen. And also, you know, one of the things about Van Halen as well, and again, thanks to Driver Ron for suggesting this, and that is, you know, Alex Van Halen, the drummer, you know, really, I mean, he provided so much of that energy for the group, especially even in the early days. That's one of the reasons I think they were so driving, is because of his great drumming as well. And Eddie Van Halen, just literally a musical genius. Those don't come around very often either. But certainly somebody can just, it just sort of flows, And that's exactly what Eddie Van Halen was able to do. So again, yeah, and again, if you're new to the program, we do, music does play a pretty big part with our program here. We love to hear it. We love to talk about it. And we love to bring back some of those memories about it. And it does a lot of good as well, because, the other day we heard again from Lucy, who had been in the hospital for a month. She was listening to the program and, loving the songs and everything, but requested the Stevie Nicks songs. And it was our great pleasure to play some Stevie Nicks for her, both when she was in the hospital and then when she let us know that she was out of the hospital, because that's the cool thing about music. It not only brings you together, but it can actually literally make you feel better. And that's a great thing about it. All right. Well, talking about feeling better, about what's happening in the world and getting some top notch. Folks, you're not hearing this other places. Analysis of what's going on, and lots of great details and stuff that that you won't hear about unless you hear it from Denise Simon. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. It is the weekend. It is Saturday,
yes.
Finally. And we've got a lot to talk about, of course. We've got Joe Biden ignoring questions on the Lake and Riley murder when he was down at the border.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also now authorizing these drops into Gaza. You know, what's the, I hate to say, what's the angle on that? Does this have anything to do with what happened in Michigan and the Arab groups that have come out so vehemently against Joe Biden?
Partially it does, but a couple of days ago there was a humanitarian aid convoy that went into into Gaza, and it was virtually, it ended up into being a violent riot and looting of those trucks, to the point where Palestinians were almost killing each other. And I mean, it got violent. People died. And the IDF was there. They were threatened too. I think they had to shoot at a couple of people. They may have killed a couple of, people that were part of that whole raid kind of thing. So the point is that huge convoy did not complete its mission because of, the attack and the looting, and it got violent. So the U.S. decided they're going to start dropping it in by air.
Right, right, exactly. And obviously, though, you know, this is going to play a big part, you know, in terms of, this also plays into how Israel is perceived in terms of its operations in Gaza. You know, everybody's for humanitarian aid. There's no doubt about that. But does this also indicate a growing chasm between Israel and the United States on this war?
It could. Depends upon, you know, how the left and these Palestinians, you know, frame it and to their advantage. I don't know where this humanitarian aid was necessarily coming from. In other words, you know, who generated it, who put it together, whose convoy it was, but it really tells you that nobody wants these people, including Egypt,
right,
for that very reason.
Well, stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming back for hour number three. That means hour number two in the books.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.